WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a Red Oak woman was arrested early this morning on a warrant for a probation revocation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said 49-year-old Kelly L. Beaver was taken into custody without incident a little after 2 a.m. at her residence in Red Oak. Beaver was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $5,000 bond. Much more news still to come. News time is 7:07.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad was in Harlan Tuesday touting his administration's accomplishments on the jobs front and telling locals what else needs to be done to get more Iowans back to work. His visit was part of Branstad's Jobs for Iowa tour and are a continuation of the theme he and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds began before they were elected. Speaking to a crowd of about 50 people at the Peterson Family Wellness Center in Harlan Tuesday, Branstad said he wants to reduce commercial property taxes. He and Reynolds spelled out their accomplishments since taking office, such as getting a two-year budget passed during the contentious 2011 legislative session. But commercial property taxes were not reduced, and that's something Branstad long has said he wanted done in order to stimulate economic development. While the focus of Tuesday's town hall meeting essentially was on jobs and the economy, when it came time for questions from the audience, the first two pertained to education and allowed the governor to promote his plans to attract better entry-level teachers and pay the best teachers more. He acknowledged it will cost more, especially in terms of teacher salaries, but Branstad added that the state will make it harder to get into the teaching profession. 62-year-old Paul Linen of Harlan, the former owner of a farm supply store in Portsmouth, asked Branstad about government regulations. Branstad said he had replaced many of the top people in state government departments, such as the Department of Natural Resources, and expects them to work in a more collaborative manner than their predecessors had. Linen told the Omaha World-Herald afterward that he was pleased with the governor's response because, he says, it's a step in the right direction. Branstad and Kim Reynolds are scheduled to tour Western Iowa through Thursday with their Jobs for Iowa public meetings scheduled for today in Rock Rapids, Sibley, and Primgar, and tomorrow in Cherokee, Storm Lake, Pocahontas, and Rockwell City. A conference room at the Cass County Memorial Hospital was packed Tuesday morning with onlookers and persons voicing their concern over the possible closure of the Behavioral Health Unit, or BHU, at CCMH. A special meeting of the CCMH Board of Trustees had been called to discuss the future of the unit, which reportedly cost the hospital nearly $500,000 last year due to unreimbursed Medicare and Medicaid expenditures. After nearly 2 hours, no decision was made on closing the facility. Instead, the board will look into other options, including downsizing costs associated with the remodeling of the intensive care unit to accommodate the BHU. CCMH Administrator Pat Markham said architects who are working on the current remodeling project had also drawn up a draft for remodeling the ICU to make room for a downsized BHU unit.
So it would be, I guess, functional. It wouldn't be ideal, perhaps, and we would have 4 beds instead of 8. So the other concern we have with 4 beds is that what if the 4 beds are full and their patient from Cass County comes in and we won't be able to service them, and those beds could be filled with patients from other counties already.
It's
so
better than no beds and not be able to service anybody.
Yeah, and as they said, this would be about $240,000 to $250,000, a very rough estimate from our architects and construction manager.
And that doesn't include the mechanical and electrical costs. Markham says they didn't look at having a separate building on the CCMH campus for a behavioral unit when they came up with the original remodeling plans because they anticipated losses associated with the unit. The prospect of downsizing the BHU instead of eliminating it entirely was a bit easier for the board to accept, but they reached a stalemate when a vote was taken on a motion to reduce the number of beds from 8 to 4. Board members John Mulgard, Steve Sisler, and Leanne Pellett voted against the motion, while members Ned Brown, Phyllis Stakey, and Lois Casey voted in favor. The board was short one member due to a vacancy. Pellett said she voted against the motion because she doesn't know where the funding would come from to keep the unit functioning. After the meeting, Cass County Supervisor Chuck Reakin said the reason the CCMH Board of Trustees reached a stalemate is because they want the hard numbers crunched on how much a remodeling of the ICU would cost and what the possible revenue alternatives are before any decision is made.
They're going to look at those numbers and be in contact with us. And I think what they're on the right track to know hard numbers, because that's what the county needs to know. We need to know what those hard numbers are.
One option that was raised to fund the BHU involved an increase in the hospital's tax asking, which is currently at 46%. Reakin said the county can't pursue that, and neither can the CCMH trustees without sound legal advice.
I don't think the county, without further legal advice, that we can line item a tax increase under the Medicare Medicaid reimbursement. The hospital, under their taxing, I believe can do that. But again, without legal advice, I would be hesitant to call that too.
CCMH trustee Ned Brown said during the meeting that if they should eventually increase the tax asking, it would have nothing to do with the current construction project. Instead, it would only be to keep the BHU alive. A handful of people requested to speak before the CCMH Board of Trustees during their meeting Tuesday here in Atlantic. Before the board discussed for nearly 2 hours their options for keeping the unit open or having it closed entirely, they heard from individuals who dealt with mental health issues in their families, educators, and healthcare professionals. One of those who spoke was Chuck Smith, who said the hospital has met and should continue to meet both the physical and mental health needs of the community.
Every day, everyone in this community walks around with the assurance of knowing that they not only have their physical needs met in this town, but they also have their mental health needs met, which is something that most people don't think of until it happens to them. There's got to be a way to provide service for both aspects of our physical well-being in this community to help this community continue to grow, which is what this community is all about. If you're not growing, you're dying.
He says to stop providing behavioral health services in Cass County would be a step backwards. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring, who served as principal of the Atlantic High School for 20 years, said he always tried to promote the community to prospective teachers, doctors, and others who were considering locating here with their families. One of the selling points, he says, is the fact Atlantic has a full-service comprehensive medical facility.
I truly feel that if we were to eliminate the behavioral unit, that we would be leaving a tremendous void in that comprehensive program that we are able to offer. Again, we're able to provide the physical well-being to people. The other side of that needs to be what Mr. Smith alluded to, and that is to provide a comprehensive program for the mental side of it as well.
Herring said the BHU and other psychiatric services offered to students at CCMH, the Link Center, and the Behavioral Health Department have saved the lives of some of his former students.
I truly feel that if we were to eliminate...
Anyway, he said that Patty Kuntz said rather that a behavioral disorder teacher said that 106 students had their mental health needs met at the facility last year. She said no other school district in Iowa has a board-certified psychiatrist on call available like the Atlantic School District does, and she says sending students elsewhere would result in a disruption of the continuity of care the students currently receive. CCMH Board of Trustees Chair Steve Sisler said regardless of what happens to the BHU, they'll find a way to provide mental health services to students. The question remains, however, whether it will be on the CCMH campus or elsewhere. News time is 7:15.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey green carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there in Guy's Pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate, get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
In our funeral announcements, 84-year-old Claire Schuler Jr. of Atlantic died August 16th at the Cass County Hospice Center. A committal service for Claire Schuler Jr. will be today at 10:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 69-year-old Joanne Hulsebus of Atlantic died Saturday. Funeral services for Joanne Hulsebus will be held today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 90-year-old Catherine Earlmeyer of Manning died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Earlmeyer will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 67-year-old Darwin Andy Anderson of Greenfield died Saturday. Funeral services for Darwin Anderson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. 93-year-old Roberta Gray of Oakland died Sunday. Funeral services for Roberta Gray will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reagan V. Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 50-year-old Brian Donald Jensen, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Memorial services for Brian Jensen will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Clarence W. Libby of Lewis died Monday. Funeral services for Bill Libby will be on Friday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. 91-year-old Isla Mueller of Adair died Monday. Funeral services for Isla Mueller will be Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. 85-year-old Margaret Helen Brewer of Stewart and formerly of Casey died Sunday. Funeral services for Margaret Brewer will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And 96-year-old Georgine Peters of Roanoke, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died August 16th. Memorial services for Georgine Peters will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.